Data centers are being built in communities across the U.S., including in Wisconsin. Microsoft is building one in Mount Pleasant. Vantage is planning a complex in Port Washington. And more data centers seem to be in the works each day as tech companies invest in facilities that train AI models. The companies say the data centers are crucial. They're considered the backbone of everything online. Some government leaders court projects with promises they'll provide jobs and shore up local budgets. Opponents argue the huge complexes use too much power and water and will drive up energy costs. And some focus on the loss of wildlife habitat, as well as farmland and homes. So what if a data center comes to town and buys your property, but you don't want your house or barn to be torn down? You might reach out to someone who moves buildings for a living. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz has the story.
The Vantage Data Center is taking shape northwest of downtown Port Washington off Highway 43. The complex is part of OpenAI's Stargate expansion. Crews will construct four data centers on 500 acres of the land Vantage bought. According to Port Washington's mayor, over 100 properties were purchased, some farms, others homes. David DeVote wants to save at least a dozen of those buildings. I met DeVote on a recent weekend as he backed his red semi onto one of the properties Vantage bought. The people who lived here for 25 years already moved out of their two-story brick home. Their meticulously cared-for bushes and trees stand guard. DeVote was getting ready to save a pair of barns, beginning with the smaller of the two.
We're moving a 24 by 40 pole shed.
You have to know what you're doing when you move a building. DeVote's crew was here a few days earlier prepping. They'll lift and move the pole barn intact. It's the size of a four-car garage.
What we first do is set up our rigging on the inside, attach our equipment to each pole on the inside of the building, and we gradually add a little bit of pressure to raise everything, and then we cut all the poles off at the bottom. Once the poles are all lifted, then we go up and we install our wheels.
When it reaches its destination, the barn will be anchored to a new concrete slab waiting for it. A project like this requires more planning. DeVote coordinated with the Ozaukee County Sheriff. The highway commissioner issued permits DeVote needed to travel the county roads.
And this one is a fairly simple move. Nice wide roads, good county roads to move on, good county to move in.
The next day at 9 p.m., the barn was scheduled to be escorted to its new home. DeVote says most moves happen at night.
Less traffic. We'll have a couple of our own private escorts, front and back of the load, and then we'll also have the sheriff department out here assisting us on the road.
The barn isn't going far, just 6 miles northwest, but it took close to 2 hours to get there. DeVote says the owner of the barn was passing it down.
The father owned this property. He was bought out, and they decided to give it to the son. You know, they're repurposing it.
It's going to become the son's machine shop. The move of the barn comes with a price tag of $8,500. That's a pretty good deal, according to DeVote.
You'll never build it for that. We are less than half of the materials that it costs to build it.
DeVote says moving taller buildings, like the two-story house on this property, would be more complicated and more expensive. The move would mean navigating utility wires along the way.
You have to reach out to electric company, Spectrum, you know, any kind of communication to get prices on them. Take down the wires. Some they take down, some they lift, some they put on the ground, you drive over.
Sometimes DeVote cuts houses in half to cut the cost and hassle of negotiating power lines.
That way when you make that cut and lift that roof off there and attach that back together, you know, you're just kind of reconstructing and tying it right in.
DeVote wishes he could work with more people like the ones paying to have their barn moved. He says he realizes picking up and moving with your buildings might be the last thing on folks' minds when they're bought out.
It is a fast-moving process when the data center finally gets their approvals. So there, I know there isn't a lot of time.
DeVote thinks if he had the chance to talk to the right person with the Vantage Project, he could convince them to save a few more homes and buildings. DeVote does about 60 projects a year. He moves houses, apartment buildings, an old granary, and other historic buildings. Moving and reusing is more than his livelihood. It's a family tradition. He got his start by learning from his dad, and now DeVote's son works with him. DeVote calls it passion with a purpose.
To me, it would be nice to see more saved because we throw so much away. And And we have a housing issue now. They tear a building down every day. We could save some of them, and they could be repurposed for housing. So it's not only that I benefit, the community itself does for the rest of its life.
Back in the Port Washington scene, DeVoe has a few potential customers. He's talking with someone up the road about moving some houses and other buildings. As for the second, larger barn on this property, DeVoe says if it doesn't find a home nearby, he'll find a home for it. Somebody is going to enjoy the barn's second life.
It's just another opportunity to save another building.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.